There'll be a bouncy house for kids. There'll be blood pressure checks. The hospital will have information about advanced directives. There'll be information about exercise, boating safety, independent living for older adults. Mr. Cullen will be here, and he's an enlarged section of the colon, so you can actually walk through and kind of see how the colon functions.
That's like a blow-up colon?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that before years ago, actually.
Yeah, we had Nolan the colon here about 4 years ago, and he's not coming. His little brother, Mr. Cullen, is coming. There'll be information on nutrition. The U.S. Forest Service trails will have information. There'll be information on foster families in Alaska, the roller derby for kids and adults, and the hospital have several booths as well on mammography and laboratory medicine. And the public health nurse will be providing Tdap vaccines, and those will be free. But for people who want that vaccine, they'll have to bring their shot record. That won't be available to the public health nurse on Saturday. So they'll have to plan in advance, get their shop record so that that can be documented.
You mentioned free Tdap.
Tdap is the tetanus diphtheria pertussis.
Okay, who would want that at all ages? Or
every adult should have the Tdap, and it's pretty much every 10 years you get that tetanus booster. So if it's been more than 10 years, then you probably should get that booster done.
I wanted to talk about the fact that the health fair is a little different this year because, as we had in an earlier news story, there's around 600 people getting blood tests for the health
fair. Yeah, we weren't quite that number. We were closer to 540.
Okay.
What we had come in to have lab work done. And all those results are available on the internet through the patient portal. And the patient portal is a secure website where people can log in with their login and their password that they create, and they can look at not just their health fair labs, but their shot history, their diagnosis information, their visits with their doctors. All that information is available going back to 2013 here at Petersburg Medical Center. So it's a great resource for people to keep track of their medical information. So because of the labs going into the patient portal, we're not printing lab reports for people to pick up at the health fair. So there will be no paper copies. There are people who would like to have those copies, and they can come to the lab after the health fair beginning on Monday, and they can pick up a hard copy of their lab results.
So how do people find out what their lab results mean if they get them online?
Okay, if you get them online, you can print them off from patient portal. The document won't look exactly the same as what a lab report would look like, but it gives you the value and the reference range for your age and sex. Then you can take a look at a couple of good websites. The one we recommend is labtestsonline.org. And that is linked on the hospital website as well. And you can go in there and search up any test. You can look up creatinine, glucose, hemoglobin. The website goes through in human language, not in doctor speak, to understand what the test is about and why it's done and what to do if there's something wrong, you know, if there's an abnormal finding. So
I was wondering about abnormal results. Say somebody in Petersburg goes online, they get their lab results, they look at it and they say, that's not good. Is there a way that you're contacting people about that, or is it flagging like that shows people that this is something of concern?
That's a good question. In patient portal, there isn't a flag. So you really do have to look at line by line. Of course, we always review lab results before we release them. And so they don't have to wait. They're not waiting to find out. They're going to get a call. And I think I probably made about 25 or 30 phone calls over the course of the last month, maybe a few more than that. I haven't counted those numbers up. And just so that people don't get a result and go, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? We made every effort to make a contact and just say, okay, well, this is a little abnormal. And the physician said, maybe you should be followed up in the next couple of weeks or in a month, or, you know, get retested and examine what's going on here.